Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Schult reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Stu Miller now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to third. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Cepeda moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Spencer scores. Landreth moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Dave Hillman now pitching. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to third. Bressoud moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin pinch hits for Lee Walls. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Cepeda scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Don Elston now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams pinch hits for Don Elston. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. the Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry spins and fires to second, and Cepeda is picked off. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bressoud hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Dark reaches second base with a double. Herb Noren pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Bill Henry. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Dark scores. Noren moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Giants. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. John Buzzard now pitching. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.